Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan, and this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams.
Are you really like living the way that you want to live? Like if you're listening to this right now, pick up your phone and have a look at your screen time today. How long have you spent on your phone today? How many times have you picked up your phone today? Chances are that's going to disgust you. I know every time I look at that screen, I'm like, oh, dude, like, are you really living the way you want to live? And yeah, no doubt the reason you're doing that is because, you know, all this technology and social media is designed to trap you like this. But do you want to be the type of person that picks up your phone 200 times a day? Because that's hectic. Is there other things that you could be filling your time with or other compulsions that you could decide to have rather than picking up your phone? Because like, that is not going to make you feel good. That's not going to make your existence good. Is there other, like when you wake up in the morning, do you have like a plan of attack for your day? Do you have things that you want to achieve besides work? What else, Dan?
Yeah, well, that's it. Because like with looking at your phone, right? Like hours of time a day. And imagine if you had that allocated to, I'm going to catch up with a friend. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Like I would imagine most people out there are at least multiple hours, 5+ hours a day on their phone. And yeah, like you said, they're working against us. They're wanting us to get addicted to it and stay on the screen. But I mean, man, like imagine if you actually had more of a plan, right? Like typically what I'll do is I'll write a list of things that I want to achieve for the day. And I'll put like a time beside it, like a rough time of when I want to try to achieve that. And so that for me really helps me limit screen time, because otherwise I find that it's the limbo. Straight when you're in limbo, the phone is the go-to.
Yeah.
You're on the toilet, grab the phone. You're sitting waiting for someone, grab the phone. And I notice this more and more when I'm out and about, right? Where I've noticed it's just like a compulsion now when we're waiting for anything, right? Like you might go to the coffee shop and you might wait for a coffee. The immediate thing is, oh, that would just be 5 minutes. And I just watch the person take a seat and grab their phone. And we're all guilty of this.
When you notice somebody else do it, is it not disgusting to you?
Right,
it is. You're like, oh, you can't even like just sit with yourself for like 15 seconds while you wait for your coffee. That's disgusting. But then yeah. You do it as well.
Exactly, yeah. So like in those moments, I mean, that's another example of like, and I try to force myself to do this. Like if I go and I have to wait for whatever it is, or maybe I've got a bit of time between clients or whatever it may be, I like intentionally try to not grab my phone. And it's so hard. And I always feel the pull to it, especially because I'm making content online, right? And like the same for a lot of people, we just want to grab it and go on TikTok and scroll, or we want to do whatever. But like that's just zapping your brain cells. You're not gaining anything from it. Like how many times have you left a scroll session and gone, I feel great. That was really valuable.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever felt that way.
Well, and the other thing that's really valuable here is that bad habits make you do more bad habits, and good habits make you do more good habits.
Yeah.
Spend 2 hours on TikTok per day, you're not going to have dopamine for making music or making art or spending quality time with your family and friends. And you're just going to be this drained zombie moving around. And, you know, then maybe it's going to be more easy to impulsively have a beer, and then you have 3 beers, and then you have bad food, and then you have a bad sleep, and then you don't gym the next day. Mm. Bad habits perpetuate other bad habits, but good things perpetuate good things.
Yep.
So you make one good choice and it leads to another good choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just the best thing ever, for my mind at least. You realize you just like, all right, let's just make one good decision.
Yeah.
Because you're actually making a million good decisions.
Yeah.
In that good decision.
Yeah.
But 100%. To zoom out again, because this is 10 minutes of straight motivational fire by MetaMinds. Like to get deeper on it, that's just one aspect of it. But like, do you have written down what a concept is of what your dream life feels like? Because if not, like, why not, dude?
Mm.
And like, when this concept became very clear to me, I was like, what have I been doing? Wasting my time not having a clear vision of, because like, our brains will just go towards whatever our brains think. So if you just have a clear vision of a future, you're going to move towards that vision no matter what.
100%.
But most people aren't walking around with a clear vision. And it doesn't have to be crazy clear. Like you will refine it and you'll refine it and you'll refine it. But
yeah.
What does your dream life feel like? It doesn't have to be a millionaire or billionaire or whatever it is. Like, you know, you want to feel like you have good balance in your life.
Right, right.
You want to feel good 80% of the time. Okay, cool. How do you do that? And then you're able to work backwards from there and figure out, oh, right. You know, and this is another thing that I bang on about. When I show people, they freak out, dude.
Mm.
Do you have life KPIs? KPIs in business, key performance indicators, they say, if you are performing well, that means you are hitting these key performance indicators. Pretty straightforward concept, really good concept, right? Mm-hmm. Do that for your life. Because I've got 6 KPIs right now and I'm hitting 5 of them.
Mm.
And I'm like, maybe I need to raise my KPIs. But essentially, because I've worked backwards, I've said, this is my dream life. This is what this feels like. And if I'm hitting these KPIs, then I think I'm going to reach this dream life.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I made a 5-year goal 5 years ago and I've hit that. And now I've just made another 5-year goal. And all of those concepts 5 years ago were totally foreign to me, terrifying. There's no way I could have ever achieved those things.
Yep.
And here I am, baby, because I had a clear vision and etched in my brain.
Yeah, that's exactly right, dude. That's exactly right. And for the people listening out there, like, I think the most important thing is get out of your way. Because like you said there, sometimes we think of dream life as, I want to be a millionaire. I want to have the best job in the world. I want to have the most amazing relationship in the world. So I think right now, with your current awareness of what's important to you, set realistic goals for what your dream life looks like, because that will change, like you said. That's going to change in 5 years. It may be a completely different vision in 5 years, but maybe for someone out there who's trying to work towards something, maybe your dream life is, I want to have a job that I enjoy going to. I want to have a relationship that feels healthy and really tops me up. You know, I want to have some better friendships. Maybe that for you is a realistic dream life instead of these huge grand things that maybe you're thinking you should have, right? Because a lot of the time we think of, like, this is what we should think. This is what should be a dream life. But again, it's like, maybe your dream life right now is just being happy, right? And that should be the goal for everyone, to be happy in your day to day. So what would that look like? Okay, well, I want to improve my diet. I want to go to the gym. So in 5 years, your goal could be, I want to show myself that I can have these regular actions to improve my life. So going to the gym, having relationships that are healthy, you know, working towards a job that I enjoy. That to you could be a dream life. So try your hardest to get out of your way, stop comparing to other people, and just focus on, you know, what's important to you right now, because that dream life will change in 5 years, in 2 years, in 1 year. So I guess it's like, what's realistic to you right now that feels like a dream life, that feels better than the position you're in now?
Yeah. And I love that concept of get out of your own way, because you have the answers in yourself, and chances are you are bullshitting yourself, right? Like, every time that I'm like, oh, maybe I should go to therapy for that particular thing, I'm like, okay, cool. What would a therapist say to me? Okay, right. They'd probably say this, this, and this. Okay, well, why don't you just sort your life out, dude?
Mm.
It's like, that's not to discount therapy, and probably a lot of people need it, need other people to reflect mirrors on them so they can see what they're... But if you, like, before you take that step, just sit down and think to yourself, like, what is it that I am not doing right? What is it that I could be doing better? Why am I not feeling the way I want to feel? Why am I not living the life that I want to live?
Yeah.
Okay. And then actually reflect on it. Right. Well, it's probably because of this, 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 and this. Okay, cool. Well, why don't I start to take micro steps to change those particular things? And again, why don't I write these things down? Check in with myself in a week so that I can see where I'm at with those things. Like, you have the answers within you, and your mind is so slippery and will try and evade you knowing these things so that you can stay lazy and stay chilling. But you staying lazy and chilling, it's not going to get you where you want to go, my dude.
Not at all. Not at all. A helpful concept that could be really good for people out there is trying to anchor yourself in your future self. So like an activity that you could do is, and again, remember, get out of your own way. Try not to set your goals based on what you think you should do or what you think your parents want you to do. Based purely on what is important to you. And so what can be really helpful is you imagine that like a miracle's happened and that the next day, you're living in this dream life. And again, set a realistic dream life for yourself. But let's say, for example, in this dream life, you wake up, you have your goals written down on a piece of paper, and then you start to try to attack them, right? You go to the gym, you limit your phone use, you try to eat a healthy lunch, you spend some time with a quality friend. Now, what can be helpful is getting a book, and then on the left-hand side of on the left page, writing a response as your current self, and on the right side, writing a response as your future self. So you have a conversation with your future self, and what you ask your future self is, what actions are you taking today to try to fulfill that dream life? And that dream self could tell you, well, I'm limiting phone use. You know, I'm going to the gym. I'm writing a list of things to do. Because like you just said there, most of us know that we're doing the wrong thing. Most of us know that we're caught up in a negative loop of phone use or spending time with people who don't care about us or whatever it may be. So that in itself can be quite powerful, because if you anchor yourself in what the future looks like for you, not for someone else, but purely for you, and then you try to have a conversation with that future self, you'll find what actions that person would be taking in this kind of ideal future. And that in itself can be really helpful.
Nice, man.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah, like just to zoom out, like, are you living the way you want to live? And like, you know, partly I can't wait to listen back to this episode so that I can grill myself.
Yeah.
Because like, the thing is, it's so easy to just get caught up in the flow of life and things just happen and you blink and months have gone by and you haven't touched a project that you were in love with. That's me for music right now. I'll call myself out live. Mm. I haven't touched music properly in like 2 months.
Wow.
And it's only hit me the last couple of days and I'm like, all right, get back into that, dude. What are you doing? And it's just like, there's a million different reasons that my mind's made up. Oh, you know, I'll do this. Oh, yeah, cool. But you enjoy doing it, dude.
Mm.
And it's just like, what are you doing with your life? Are you living the way you want to live today? Like, if it's the end of the day, has today been like an ideal day for you? Or if it's the start of your day, is today going to be an ideal day for you? What are you going to do, dude?
Mm.
And come back and listen to this podcast every day, because we're out here living. And you, again, you only get one shot as far as we know. Could get reincarnated as a dolphin.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that.
One opportunity.
One life.
Yeah.
But
mum's spaghetti.
That's pretty much it. Like,
that's it. And I think just a point on that, just quickly as you're saying that, because I guess the thing that I notice constantly with clients I work with is we compare ourselves constantly to the idea of what other people want us to do. And I think the most important thing that I have taken on for myself is to try to be a better person than you were yesterday. Focus on how you can improve your experience, not based on other factors of, well, I'm not in that position that my mum wanted me to be in, or, you know, my partner's in a better position and I feel lesser than that, because that in itself is not helpful for your self-esteem. So I guess the most important thing is, who can you compete with? Well, it's yourself, right? You can't compete with yourself. Anyone else.
It's toxic to compare yourself to anyone else, but your mind will do that no matter what. Like,
yeah. So that in itself, like, if we anchor ourselves in what our dream life looks like at this current stage, remember, it's flexible. So at this current moment in life, what does that dream life look like? Okay, and then reflect on it tomorrow. Did I take some actions to try to get me towards that dream life? Yeah, I took a few actions. That's awesome. Let's be proud of that and acknowledge that. And let's move forward into the next day. And how can we improve? Just again, that 1% improvement every single day is going to get you to 100% improvement.
And finally, just to challenge you a little bit there, Dan, like, I know you're saying be realistic, and for sure, be realistic to an extent, depending on, you know, where you're, you know, what you're potentially capable of. But also, 5 years ago, my 5-year dream life was not realistic for me. Like, not, it wasn't unrealistic, but like, I was terrified of it.
Yeah.
So like, make it realistic, but make it scare you.
Mm.
Because otherwise you'll just do only what you're capable of and you'll keep yourself safe.
Like, yeah, good point.
Make it so that you're like, maybe make it just feel a little not out sure of you couldn't, yeah, you couldn't, yeah, yeah, get there. Because like, otherwise, you know, where they say reach for the stars and you'll land in Russia or something, you know? So, yeah, all right. No, hopefully you've gotten some value out of this 10 to 15 minutes of straight motivational fire. Please leave us a review if you think so, and tell us how fire we are. But yeah, just get out there and crush it.
Just do it, you know? Dude. Yep.
Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. And we will talk to you in the next one.